So, before you get into a really huge discussion of trigonometry, however, we really have to start with the very, very basics. And that is what we're going to do today. All right. Please read that as I find my little clicker. That instead of looking at things like we're used to, we're going to start looking at things in what's called in a circle drawn on the XY plane. We're going to be looking at triangles created and relationships between the sides of the triangles, because that is trigonometry. Relationship between sides of a triangle. Anyone remember anything about triangles? And they're all right triangles, too. Anyone remember anything about triangles? You remember Pythagorean theorem? Good. 30, 60, 90s. Everyone remember those? 45, 45, 90s. 30, 60, 90s. Families. Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, what else do you remember? All the angles equal 180. Perfect. Good. Okay. One of the things you are used to very much measuring angles in degrees. We're going to change that a little. We're going to use what's called a radian. Now, a radian is kind of like a degree, and the explanation of a radian is much more confusing, or takes a little bit more time than actually converting from degrees to radians. You know how you guys have conversion factors in chemistry? A mole is 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd molecules. What is it? A mole is also 22 point something liters or something like that. 22.4 liters. Remember that from my day. Okay. So you have conversion factors, right? You use it in what's either called stoichiometry, dimensional analysis. I called it factor label method when I was growing up. All right. We have another conversion factor. All right. 3 feet in a yard. I don't know how many feet in a mile. Thank you. All right. So you know all that stuff. So what we're going to have here is a radian. A radian is a new way of measuring. Now, this is what I like to say. It's like being in Canada. In Canada, they use the kilometer. We use the mile. It gets you the same place, okay? 1 mile is not 1 kilometer, but if you know the conversion factor and someone says, oh, I went so many miles, and you could say, well, that's the same thing as going so many kilometers. The radian will indicate a specific size of an angle based on the circle's radius, but it's okay because it's all proportion. Okay, now just watch, don't write. I'll tell you when you need to write. Okay, the definition is 1 radian is the measure of a central angle of a circle that is subtended by an arc whose length is r. That is, 1 radian is the measure of an angle. Okay, you don't need to write this down because it's not that big of a deal. I'm just kind of explaining it. Of a circle, what does subtended mean? Anyone know what subtended means? That's a subtended arc of length r. That is, if I know that this and this, I mean, obviously the radiuses are being the same, but if I know that this is also length r, then by definition, that central angle is 1 radian. It is, yes. I'll show you that in a second. Yep.
So the arc is the same length as the radius?
Yes. So regardless of the circle size, let me show you this. I've got, does everyone agree? That those two central angles are equivalent as 1 radian? And size-wise, they look the same, right? What do we know about circles of different sizes? They're still what? They have similar. They've got the same central angle if you have 1 radius. So it doesn't matter the size of the circle. A radian's a radian's a radian, okay? Now, a lot of times in geometry last year, you used arc length being S. You use central angle being theta. I don't know if you remember this from last year. Sectors, area of sectors, 1/2. Yeah, you did this last year. I know you did. Areas of sectors, r squared, x over 360 times 1/2 r squared, something like that. We'll get to that. Radius is r, okay? I'm going to show you how they relate. Do you agree with me that that central angle is 3 radians? Everyone agree with that? Okay. So I could say that the sector is 3r, therefore the central angle would have to be 3 radians. Now think about this. The sector length is the central angle times the radius. 3r is equal to 3 times r. Agreed? We just, you know, that's logic. That the central angle times the radius will give the sector length, and we're talking about radians. That means theta is equal to arc length over radius. Theta, central angle, is equal to arc length over radius, and this is radians.
How do you know the difference between radius and radian, like when you just write r?
We don't write r for radian. The word radian.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't even write it. If a degree symbol is written, you know it's degrees. If there's no degree symbol written, you're going to be able to tell by the way we write it that it's a radian. All right. Okay. Central angle is equal to arc length over radius. Central angle is equal to arc length over radius. So if the arc length was 4r, what would the central angle be?
Four.
Careful. If the arc length is 4r, r is 4. What about if the arc length was 16 and the radius was 2?
Eight.
Yeah, 8 radians.
This is in terms of radians.
This is all in terms of radians. Yep, radians, everything. Yeah, this is all in terms of radians. Okay. Now let's go through and see if we can figure out the conversion factor. What's the radian measure of a whole circle? Let's start with, what's the circumference of a whole circle? 2 pi r. And do you agree with me that that's the same thing as the arc length of a whole circle? If you go all the way around the circle, you get 2 pi r. Ready? So that means since the central angle of the whole circle will equal the arc length divided by r, what will that simplify to be?
Two pi r
over r, which will just be 2 pi. The conversion factor is that if you go around a whole circle in degrees, we call it 360. If you're standing here at the center and you turn all the way around, we call it 360. Okay, we're in Canada now. 2 pi. Same thing. The central angle of a whole circle is 2 pi. So what about a semicircle? What would that be then?
Pi,
180. That's your conversion factor. Pi equals 180. Now that was kind of a long explanation to simply say, all right, if I have an angle of 180 degrees, I'm going to call it pi, and you're going to know that I'm talking about the same thing.
So can you do like quarter pi?
You can do quarter pi. What about if we had 90 degrees? Now, Now think about conversion factors. You know with dimensional analysis, you put what you want in the top, what you have in the bottom. Everyone agree on that? Well, I have degrees, so I put 180 degrees, and all I do is you can write pi radians, or you can just write pi. What will that convert to be? 1/2 pi. We often call it pi over 2 radians. And again, how are you going to know it's radians if I don't write the word radians? Because it doesn't have a degree symbol. Now, some teachers work in 10th grade a lot in degrees. We will not. We're going to work mostly in radians because next year you're going to work exclusively in radians. And senior year you're going to work exclusively in radians. Get used to it now. How about some of those other angles we already know? Tell me another angle. We were talking about standard angles. What's another one?
45.
45, 30, 60. Let's look at 60. So 60 degrees. Now the conversion factor is pi over 180. So that's pi over 3. Pi over 3 radians. And you don't even have to write the word radians. I'm going to know if pi is in there that it's radians. What about 30 degrees? Pi over 6. Good. Now notice, 60 degrees is pi over 3, 30 degrees is pi over 6. If you can start getting that in your mind now, you're going to see pi over 3 and pi over 6 so much in the next 3 months. It's going to be disgusting.
Would it be bad if you were like 1 year past?
It won't be bad, but what you're going to have to realize is it's like that plus minus thing, that the way most of your teachers will write it will be pi over 3, pi over 6. How about, what's the other one that's pretty important? 45 degrees. Anyone know what that is? Careful, pi over 4. Pi over 2 divided by 2. Pi over 4. Good. What about the other way? Now, I know this is going to sound bizarre because you're all going to say, but you can't have a triangle that big. Believe it or not, you can have angles that are bigger than 90 degrees when you're dealing with trigonometry. You'll draw a triangle, and of course, every triangle you create, the angles will be less than 90 degrees. But you can actually have angles when you start out in trigonometry. I can give you information that has something a lot bigger, such as 5 pi over 6. 5 pi over 6. Now, let's say you were still a little uneasy with radians, so you wanted to go to degrees. What would you multiply here? What would you multiply by, though? Let's just work on the conversion. 180 over pi. Put what you have in the bottom, what you want in the top. 180 over pi. And I heard Jeff say it already. Jeff, I think you did it by figuring out what 1 pi over 6 was and multiplying it by 5. Perfect. Perfect. 1 pi over 6 is 30, so 30 times 5 is 150 degrees. What about 11 pi over 18? Figure out what that would be in degrees. Cancel the 6 with the 180. 6 goes in 180 30 times. This time, what will we cancel here? The 18 and the 180, which is 10, the pi's cancel 110 degrees. If you're dealing with degrees, please write the degree symbol. Just a favor. Okay, so we've already, this I'm not going to do because we've already talked about it. We've talked about it to even a greater degree than degree. More focus than we normally do. So again, part one is, do you know how to convert from radians to degrees and degrees to radians? Yeah, it's just that conversion factor. It's just like being in Canada. Okay, now let's go back to areas of sectors and geometry. Just a real quick finish up to today. Everyone remember sectors, piece of pizza? All right, so does everyone agree that the area of a sector is dependent on the central angle? Let's say the area of your pizza is, 12 square inches. Half the pizza would be 6 square inches. How about a quarter of the pizza? 3 square inches. What are you multiplying the area by? The fraction, right? The fraction. Okay. All right. So for any particular circle, or pizza, or cream pie, the radius is constant, only the central angle changes. Everyone agree with that? Okay, so if only the central angle changes, now I'm just going to go straight to the end, just watch. Do you agree? Don't write this all down, please. That the area is just going to be some constant times your central angle. All right. And we know that the area is pi r squared. That means that that constant is going to be r squared divided by 2. That gives you that the area of any sector, this you need to write down, is r squared times theta over 2, where theta is radians. Because the area of a circle is pi r squared, and it's going to be some constant. This thing I did right here was the whole. We know the area of a whole circle, and we know the central angle of a whole circle allows you to find that scale factor. Now, this is the formula you saw last year. What we did was we included the conversion factor. Don't write this down. X over 360 times pi r squared. You also did x over 360 times 2 pi r. I believe it's chapter 9 in your geometry book. I know you did. If you did three-dimensional figure, do you kind of remember this? You don't. You did, but you kind of remember that? Okay. This is what you did last year, but notice that's in degrees. This is radians. This is what you want to use tonight if you're asked to find the area of a sector. Okay. We're going to have to stop here because I got to let you go to your advisor advisee meeting, and we're just